We continue our learning. We are in Bechoros, Perek Yalid, Mishnah Ches. Hechoshed al hashvius ein lokchim imenu pishtan. Says the Mishnah that if a person is suspected of not being careful with Shemitah produce, so this could be someone who is, let's say, is doing business with the produce of Shemitah, which is not allowed, or let's say someone is planting during the Shemitah year, anyone who's suspected on shvius, you're not permitted to buy from him pishtan. Why does the Mishnah have to mention pishtan? Because obviously I can't buy from him regular produce. But the point here is that pishtan, flax seed, is fit for human consumption. And therefore the Kedusha Shavias will apply to it as well. So therefore any flax, any pishtan, which may have been grown during the Shemitah year can't be bought from someone who's suspected of selling Shavias produce. So not only can you buy regular apples, oranges, etc. from him during the Shemitah year, you can't even buy it for him pishtan because this is something that people would eat as well, the flax seed. Obviously, Mishnah doesn't have to tell us if someone suspected on Shavuos you can't buy produce from him, which we know obviously is edible. And then Mishnah adds on, v'afilu sarak. You can't even buy from him even comb flax. What's the chiddush here of the Mishnah? So maybe person would have said like this, to comb the flax, maybe that involves a lot of tircha. Remember back when it came to the Bechoros, and that's why this is here, actually, obviously. We're speaking about being suspected on Bechoros, so we speak about someone who's suspect on Shvius as well. So there we said, that when it came to Bechoros, you can't buy from him flesh from a tzvi, which is a deer, which goes, it's similar to a calf. And then the Mishnah said that you can buy from him oros einav avudim. Can't buy from him hides that are not tanned, but if they're tanned, so obviously you can buy them from him because he wouldn't put the effort, time, money, etc. into this on the chance of being caught. He doesn't want to keep it around that long. So I would have thought maybe when it comes to comb flax, maybe I shouldn't buy it from someone who's suspected on a shvius because he would I can assume that if it's combed, then it's obviously not Shemitah, because otherwise he wouldn't be keeping around too long because maybe he would be caught. So the answer is no. How much work is needed to comb the flax? Not that much work at all. And that's why, says the Baruch Tanur, Srak, mitukon b'masreik dekeme de tircha yizuta. Since it's very little tircha that's involved, to comb it, lo kapid, he's not going to be makbid, very little effort, so therefore he'll take the risk on spending a little bit of time to comb it, so this way he has a better product to sell, and he's not going to be concerned that he's going to be caught. So therefore, we can't buy from him even comb flax. Now, the idea of buying shvius produce from someone who's suspect on violating Shemitah, the problem is that, so let's say, okay, so I buy the produce. Okay, I'll treat the produce with Kedusha Shvius. I'll make sure not to do business with it. I'll make sure that that I get rid of it at the time of Biur, which is the halacha to make sure once it's no longer available for the animals in the field, we have to get rid of it. So what's the issue? So I pay him for it, but I'll now, at least it's better. The fruits, the pishtan, whatever it is, the flaxseed, the fruit is in my hand. So the answer is because Shvius is Mikad, the money as well. When you exchange Shemitah for money, so there are halachos of that money as well. And now you're going to be giving him money, and he's not going to treat that money with the Kedusha Shvius, and you're going to violate Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. And therefore, to avoid Lifnei Iver, we don't buy from him anything, any produce, not pishtan, and even if it's combed, as we said, we assume that it may be from Shemitah. Aval lokchim imenu tavui v'arik, but you can buy from him thread, which is fibers that have been spun, or arig, or ropes that have been braided. That's something that has been woven. So what does this mean? So spinning, we spoke about in Mishnah Zion, so that takes a lot of effort and takes expense. That takes time. So we assume that if you're buying from him, flax that is now made into thread, made into linen. So now I would say, you know what? This, that putting in that effort, if it's tavui, it's already spun into fibers. So then we assume that this is kosher, not Shemitah, because he wouldn't keep this around. Someone who's suspected on Shemitah wouldn't keep it around for fear of being caught. And since this takes a lot of effort, we can assume that there's no problem with this is not Shemitah at all. What about that. What is urig? So urig is where it's woven. Now, this can't mean that it's really woven material. Remember in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about you're allowed to buy from him spun flax, and you can buy wool, and you can buy from him begadim. So there we said also, begadim doesn't mean begadim. Obviously, if you can buy, begadim takes even more effort. So if I can buy from him spun wool, then I can buy from him certainly clothing that has been made. That takes even more effort and more expense. So there we spoke about it was felt clothing, that it would, you need to spin the fibers. So the same thing is true over here. When we say tavui, that means spun fibers you can buy from because that takes some effort. And urig is also, that's referring not garments that are woven from spun fibers, because that would be obvious, because that takes even more effort. But rather, you can buy from him braided ropes of flax, which was not spun. You can buy that from someone who's chashed al hashvius, because you can assume it's not from Shemitah, because he wouldn't keep it around that long to go through the whole effort on the chance of being caught. Perek Dalam Mishnah Test, hechashed liyos mocher truma l'shem chulin. Here you have someone who's suspected of selling truma. We know truma can only mean by kohanim, and kohanim who are tohor can eat truma. And here you have someone who's selling truma and claiming that it's chulin. So now a non-kohanim potentially may buy, so you can't trust this person. You may buy something, it's really, you know, truma is less expensive because of supply and demand. So here's someone who wants to sell it off as chulin because he'll get more money for that. So you can't buy from him because it could be you're buying truma and if you're a non-kohen, you're going to be eating truma, which is an isser of misa bidei shamayim. So the Mishnah here says you can't buy from him. Not only can you buy from him, obviously regular produce, but because it could be truma, but ein lokchim imena filu mayim umelach. Says the Mishnah, you can't buy from him even water or salt. This is only midrabanan, and this is a gzera derabanan to prevent people buying a food that may be truma, bread, wine, oil, according to many other produce as well as chayim and truma. So you can't buy even water or salt from him, and I don't want you to buy anything from him, even though there's no chiyuv of separating truma from water or salt. Nonetheless, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, shouldn't buy from someone who's suspected on selling truma off as chulin, claiming that it's chulin. You can't buy even water and salt from him. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, that's not true. Kol sheyesh bo zikas trumos umasos ein lo kachemenu. The only thing you can buy from him is something where truma applies to it. Says the Bar Tanur, kol davar she truma no heges bo is what you can buy from him. But to buy water and salt is perfectly okay. Now, what does it mean ma'asros in plural? So, in fact, we're not speaking about maaser rishon. Maaser rishon, although we give it to the Levi, is perfectly permissible for Yisrael to eat. So we're not talking about that. We're speaking about Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni can be eaten by Yisrael as well, but it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And we say Maasros in plural because there are different types of produce that Maaser Sheni applies to grain and wine and oil, and that's the Maasros. So when Rabbi Shimon says, water and salt is fine, but Kol Sheyesh Bo Zikas Trumos Maasros, you can't buy from him. Anything that has a connection to truma and maaser you can't buy. So obviously truma we get. Maaser sheni, we understand, that you cannot buy from him. The Gemara says that in Bar Tanur it says v'chol, meaning what is with kol sheyesh bo? So that is extra there that comes to include even kirvei dagim, even the innards of fish. Why? What's the problem with that? There's no trumos or masros separated from that. No trumos and no maaser sheni. Sheme orvin bahen shemen zayis sheish bo zikas truma. Because people typically would mix together with the innards of fish would put olive oil. And olive oil has a connection to truma. And therefore, this comes to, you can't even buy from someone who's chashed lios mocher truma l'shem chulin. According to Rabbi Shimon, water and salt is okay, against Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But anything related to truma or maaser sheni, produce you can't buy from him. And that would even include the innards of fish, because you shouldn't buy from him because typically people would put oil in there. They may be shemen zayis, which would be truma oil.